Passionate, driven, enthusiastic, euphoric. This is who we are as entrepreneurs. But how we leverage these incredible attributes to dream and build businesses that scale and grow is what this podcast is all about. Hello, I'm attorneypreneur Josh Brown, and welcome to Franchise Euphoria. You know, I was recently at a restaurant, or actually picking up food from a restaurant, a really, really good Italian place here in town, and got home, was really excited to have the food, and opened up the plastic bag that all the food was sort of in its containers, and it was in these flimsy cardboard-like boxes that were barely closed, and so all the air kind of goes into the food. And you sit down, I took the food on the plate, had it, and I just thought, wow, this really tastes nothing like it does in the restaurant. Why am I telling you this? Because this is an important part about restaurant businesses and franchise restaurants that I think is often overlooked. And I wanted to spend a couple minutes talking about that today because it's a real pet peeve of mine, and it really goes to the brand, the quality, and the delivery that a restaurant does, which has an overall impact, obviously, on their sales. So today we're going to talk about something really kind of specific and particular and possibly peculiar that I always notice in it at places that I go, especially when I get takeout. So I don't know if you guys ever have that experience, but I pay attention to the little details whenever I go into a restaurant, into a business. And I say, okay, if they're paying attention to the details, it makes me feel a lot better about what they're doing in other aspects of their business. And so it's always driven me crazy that certain restaurants that have a high quality product, a real high quality product that's delicious and that you pay good money for, when you either get it to go or when you have leftovers and then you take it home, they use the cheapest, the flimsiest takeout containers that you can possibly get. And to me, it says a lot about their brand. And so I want to talk about that today. First and foremost, what does it say about a business's, a restaurant's brand when they don't use quality across the board? Well, to me, it says that they're cutting corners. To me, it says that they're looking for ways to almost put on a good front, but they don't have a continued high quality product throughout all avenues of their business or all aspects of their business. And that's really, really important because it's always the smallest of things that make the biggest of difference in a restaurant business. I mean, remember, you're dealing often in restaurant businesses with very low margins. And so anything that's slightly off can make a huge, huge difference. You're also dealing with extreme competition where, you know, you've got competition on every single corner. So the little things in a restaurant really are big things, even more so than a lot of other businesses, because you're competing every step of the way to show somebody why they should come back to you, why they should come to you instead of the, you know, Italian restaurant down the street. And part of winning is making sure that you are doing the little things right. So when you deliver a great high quality product, you need to deliver it across the board. Don't go cheap on these flimsy containers that from an appearance perspective, they look cheap. B, most of them are not even branded to where the restaurant or what the restaurant is. So there's nothing to remind the consumer that, hey, you know, this was from Joe's Pizzeria or whatever the case may be. By the way, this wasn't from Joe's Pizzeria. I don't even know a Joe's Pizzeria. So if you do, it's just happenstance that I came up with that name. But there's no branding on the to-go boxes. And the bigger thing is the way that they package them up. Oftentimes the food will taste different. You know, there's a pizza place here in town that I remember when I first ordered pizza, it's like a really sort of high quality pizza. And when I ordered a takeout for the first time, I went in, I got it, and I got home and I opened up the box. And the pizza wasn't cut. It was just in a big circle. It hadn't been cut into slices. I thought, well, that's kind of odd. And then I looked at the outside of the box, and the box said, if you've noticed, your pizza's not cut. We did this on purpose because we have found that when we cut the pizza, put it into the cardboard box, and then you take it home, there's air that gets in now to the pizza in between where it was cut, and the quality is not the same as if you're eating it in the restaurant, because obviously the time from which you're taking it to when you're eating it is more than it would be in a restaurant when they bring it out to you fresh from the oven. So to ensure the high quality of their pizza, they do not pre-slice it, but yet then they give you directions to turn your oven on to 300, put it on a rack for 3 minutes, pull it out, and then cut the pizza, and it'll taste exactly like it tastes in the store. Wow. That to me is paying attention to the details. That to me tells me that this is a business I want to go back to. This is a business that if they pay that close attention to their takeout pizza, how close attention are they paying to their ingredients? Probably pretty close. How close attention are they paying to how they treat their customers? Probably pretty close. So you can see it kind of flows across the entire business. And it's really, really impressive. And I've told that story over and over and over again, which drives people to go check it out and go try it, as opposed to where I started this podcast, which was, wow, I go to this really nice restaurant and I get takeout. And by the time I get home, my food's basically cold because it's in these cheap cardboard boxes that air gets into. And it doesn't taste nearly as good as it does in the restaurant. I mean, in this day and age, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to get a meal, take it home, and it should taste the same as it does in the restaurant. So I think from a brand perspective, it's really, really important. From a perception perspective, it's really, really important. Again, I think a lot of people are making split minute by minute decisions on, you know, where we're going to go tonight for dinner. And it's these kinds of little things that I think stick in people's minds that can cause somebody to come to your establishment and think about you more than somebody else. And it's just from a presentation perspective, from a delivery perspective, not delivery in terms of delivering the food, but just a delivery in terms of how it looks and everything like that. It just doesn't give a great quality presentation. And so all I would say is, for those of you out there that own restaurants, make sure that you're paying attention to every detail of your product, of what you are delivering to the customers. And don't just shortchange takeout orders or leftover orders. Make sure that you get good quality containers that you can brand and that actually keep your food fresh, or as fresh as it should be when somebody has dinner or lunch or breakfast in your actual establishment. Well, anyways, that's it for today, folks. Thanks for tuning in, and look forward to an episode next week. And until then, happy franchising. Hopefully this was helpful for you today. If you are in the market for a franchise, I would highly encourage you to check out my free ebook, which is What to Know Before You Buy a Franchise. You can head over to my website at indyfranchiselaw.com and download it there for free. And let me know what you think. If you're enjoying this podcast, if you're enjoying the value that you're getting from this podcast, I'd also invite you to go to iTunes and provide me with a rating and review. It always helps for visibility on the podcast. So thank you so much for your support, and hope this episode was helpful to you.
Thanks for being with us today on the Franchise Euphoria podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to go to iTunes and provide a review. Also, please remember that although Josh Brown is a licensed and practicing attorney, nothing contained in this podcast should be construed as legal advice, because it is not. The information contained in this podcast is general and educational in nature, and none of it should be relied upon as legal advice. That being said, if you have questions for Josh and would like to contact him, please email him at josh@franchiseeuphoria.com. Thank you so much for listening, and we hope you tune in to our next weekly episode.